News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
56% of Irish adults would give 50 quid or more to a niece or nephew for their communion or confirmation, according to a new survey from Unpust. Are we too flahoolock with what we're giving these children for their milestones? Conor Pope is Consumer Affairs Editor, correspondent actually with the Irish Times. You should be Editor, Conor, at this stage. Good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. I'm glad you've given me your seal of approval for promotion. I'll talk to the editor today.
Go straight in and you give me 50 quid afterwards for my confirmation. We do seem to have reached a point, Conor, where we are given an awful lot of money and it becomes this almost badge of pride in the school as to how much you got.
I think it's funny, Jonathan, that you say it has become a badge of pride, because Lord knows I made my communion when God was a child and it was a badge of pride in the 1970s, and people used to boast about how much they got. And I swear to God, I'm still scarred by how little I received, because I got a tenner, Jonathan. And even in the dark days of the 1970s, a tenner wasn't very much.
Yeah.
Like, my friends would have been getting 25, 30 quid. And there was me with my miserable tenner. So maybe that's why I do what I do now. Maybe it's trying to compensate for the poor returns I got from my communion. But you're right to say that people are getting more and more cash. And I think it's become a kind of an annual thing that we express this faux outrage about kids getting in excess of 500 quid for their communion, or even more than that for their confirmation. But I don't know what you can do about it, because the reality is that the denominator, like, people, you know, tend to use cash in denominations of 20 and 50. Yeah, and if you go to any ATM and try and take out a tenner, like, the machine practically laughs at you.
Absolutely.
It's like, are you joking? Yeah, we haven't had a tenner in this machine since the mid-1990s. So the reality is that most people, when they access cash, they're accessing it in denominations of 20 and 50. So if you've got a niece or a nephew or a godchild, you know, you're going to give them what you think is a generous amount of money. And for an awful lot of people, as the survey from Unpust shows, that is 50 euro. So you think if there's 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 people giving an 8-year-old or a 7-year-old 50 quid, before you know it, they've got 500 euros.
Yeah, no,
it's a lot of cash.
But the other side of this, Conor, I don't know if you've experienced this, is that the growth in I'll Revolute You. They don't even get the physical cash anymore. It goes into a virtual card that they can spend as they see fit.
And for teenagers, absolutely, that is a thing. But I mean, there aren't many. I don't even know if there are any. But I mean, there would be a very small number of kids making their communions.
See, the great thing is they revolute the parent, and then the parent forgets
to pass
it on
the groceries.
Correct. There you go. Forgets to pass it on.
But
to
you know
child.
What? And you know what? And if that happens, no judgment here by any means. But like, that is a thing, that the whole revoluting money to people. And you know, it's very rare that a business becomes a verb so quickly, but it has done. And I think that might take the sheen off it a little bit for the kids, because getting that cold, hard cash into your hands means something to a child, even if the money doesn't actually mean anything. Because the reality is, most 8-year-olds have absolutely no concept of money and what things cost, and, you know, how much, you know, they should spend on X, Y and Z. So, in some respects, the actual physical handling of the cash for an 8-year-old teaches them a lesson, because it shows them what money actually is.
What I did with each of my three was, when they made their confirmation, they were marched straight down to the credit union to open an account and put the money in there. And I think that became part of the rite of passage, because I think that's what I did. It's not a bad thing to start them saving when they have cash.
It's not. And actually, that's one of the real benefits of it, because I think, you know, there's a couple of ways you could handle the money that you get for your communion or your confirmation. One option is obviously to just blow it on whatever takes your fancy. I think that's probably a mistake. I think starting a savings habit is a good thing. But at the same time, you don't want to be the person, and I suspect you are this person, Jonathan, that you still have your communion money squirreled away and you're waiting for that perfect day to save it. That's a joke. I don't think you're that person. But the reality is, you don't want to be the person who hoards the money and never spends it, because the whole purpose of being given the 50 quid from your granny or granddad or your uncle or your aunt is that you get to enjoy it. I do think the habit of saving is important. I do think it's good that kids learn that. But actually, what's more important than just putting a lump sum into a credit union and never thinking about it again is the habit of saving a little bit. Now, this will show you how old I am, Jonathan, because when I was a kid, you could get these things, little stamps in the post office.
Oh, post office. Yeah, yeah, I remember them.
And but
there was a squirrel on them, just for the record. Hey, kids, here's a bit of news for you.
So what my family got me in the habit of doing was every now and then you'd go into the post office, you'd buy the little stamps, and the stamps would be worth money. So it's more the routine saving habit of a small amount that's more of more value to a child than putting in a lump sum and never thinking about it
again.
Can
I just tell you, Connor, to make you feel better, you got a tenner for your confirmation. Shane has just told me that he only got £4.
I'm so pleased.
Yeah. And he's very upset over this.
£4 for communion, £7 for confirmation. Teacher went around the class asking everybody what they got. I was so embarrassed, I doubled mine. I was still the lowest by about 20 quid.
Shane, I feel so validated and so seen so heard.
And when I heard you saying that, I was like, at last, somebody else.
Connor, can I just point out, not only have I promoted you today, I've also given you one up on Shane Coleman. So it's been worth getting up early for this call. Connor Pope, Consumer Affairs Correspondent with the Irish Times. Thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.